All right.
Hi, my name is Sarita Prasad. I do marketing and membership here at DanceWire. Today is February 24th, 2022, and I am here with Ambassador Thori Mountain to talk about her life and career as a dance artist as part of our Artist Stories series. Welcome.
Thank you, Sarita.
So, Thori, what are your current titles?
Well, I'm a dance instructor, I'm a choreographer, and I'm also a faculty member at Pacific University. I've just been teaching a dance history course there online, which I thoroughly enjoyed. So,
That's great. So was that course online as a result of the pandemic or...
It was a mixture of reasons, and I felt very pleased that we could do it online. Very frightened, and I had a lot of help from people, but it worked really well, and I enjoyed the students a lot.
That's fantastic. So, please, and you kind of did this a little bit, but please give a brief overview of how you got started in dance.
Well, I've been, like many small children, I had been to ballet classes a little bit when I was small. And then when I was 10, I was taken to the cinema to see On the Town. And it was like a light bulb. I knew that I wanted to dance like Vera Ellen. And so I went to a different dance studio where they did tap. And in those days, it wasn't called jazz. It was musical comedy, I think. But my teacher suggested that I take ballet classes as well. So she was a Royal Academy of Dance trained teacher, so we did exams and everything. But from the minute I started taking ballet classes at that point, and I think I was 11, I was totally smitten. I mean, everything in my life was about, I wanted to become a classical ballet dancer. I knew from that moment that's what I wanted to do. And I worked hard and had more and more lessons, and that became my whole being, really. And I went to arts educational school in London when I was 16 and trained there for 3 years. But I started already working professionally when I was 18. I had some jobs when I was at school. And then when I left at 19, I continued and... I never looked back, really, after that. At that time, Arts Educational School was right in the middle of London, near Hyde Park Corner. And, it was an amazing place to go to school because so many companies, of course, came through London. And as a student, we could get sort of inexpensive tickets. And so we went to see... ballet companies. Probably the second time Martha Graham Company came to the UK. So all these extraordinary companies that we would go and see, and also folk dance companies like the Moiseev Company, the Ukrainian dance company, Georgian State Dance. So we saw dance everywhere, and we also got the opportunity of working with London's Festival Ballet, which has become English National Ballet, and we would also get the opportunity of working with them, and I was a lady in waiting in Swan Lake for six weeks.
Oh my gosh!
About 8 shows a week, I think, actually, and I watched every single, when I wasn't on stage myself, I watched every single performance. I mean, I was in the wings, just mesmerized.
Wow! Yeah, so deeply immersed in dance from such a young age.
Deeply
That's
immersed.
Amazing. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Incredible. And you were born in London, is that correct?
I was
correct?
Born in England. Yes.
In England.
My
okay.
dad was English, but my mom was Icelandic, and so we have a family still in Iceland. And I go to see my cousins, and I get there, if possible. Well, it was possible up until recently. I've been going every year. And also, I go back to the UK. I've had sort of two lives in Portland. I moved here after I had my first daughter. She was born in 1977. And we moved here in 1978. My husband's American. And so we brought our children up here, and our two daughters. We have two daughters. And... I worked a lot as well. I mean, I was working in studios, in sort of community dance, in lots. I taught lots of jazz classes, lots of tap, lots of taught, and also choreographed a lot for the musical theatre company. So was also very busy, but loving, you know, bringing up my family and everything. And then we moved back in, we moved back to the UK in 1996, and we're back for 18 years, I think, and came back here, or I came back here again. Well, we came back here again in 2014.
Oh, okay.
And my daughters are down in San Francisco in the Bay Area, so it's wonderful to all be on the same.
Yeah, same
time
zone.
Of the ocean.
Do they yes. dance too?
They did, yes. Yeah. But and their daughters, they have my little granddaughters are dancing as well. My grandson, not yet, but
soon.
Yes,
I love it.
Yeah.
So, what does dance mean to you, or has meant to you in your life?
Really, I've probably answered that in that from the time I started.
Yeah.
Became a bunhead, as they say. Did they say that here?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. it just really, apart from my family, it just has been the focus of my life, really. And I feel so fortunate to have had that. And there is a wonderful family of dance. So I'm still in touch with friends who we all dance together, or we train together, or whatever.
Yeah, and it's such a deep bond.
It is, yeah. and it's wonderful to have that.
That's amazing. And what would you say, this is kind of going off script, but what would you say really like drew you to dance? Was it the movement itself? Was it the expression? Pageantry, maybe?
not pageantry, no, the movement itself,
yeah.
And expression. I think
beautiful.
It was that wonderful thing where you feel the just immersing yourself in dance and expressing yourself and losing yourself when you're on stage, that you're in a world like no other, where you... It's wonderful.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah, it's another world.
it's your soul, if you like.
Oh,
it feeds
I love that.
Your soul.
And it's beautiful.
I also love theater. I love straight drama as well. So so that was very important to me, the acting side of everything, not just about technique, but expression and artistry and all those things.
Full package, absolutely.
That I've been fortunate enough to have worked with so many people who give that, we're passed it on to us.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, I just feel happy and fortunate.
Happy and fortunate. I love it. So what challenges have you faced as a dance artist?
Funnily enough, I think that the challenges I face as a dance artist are now. I think it is a very interesting process to be, what should we say, maturing or growing older, whatever you'd like to say, because you still want to be able to, you want to be able to dance and express and do all the things you did before, but your body is, you know, things become limited, and so it's just making that change, trying to look at things in another way. So I love it when I go to when I go to class, for example, be moved. Okay, I'm far enough away from the mirror that I can't really see myself, so I can just love the music and love dancing and forget that I'm actually
It's the feeling,
not 19 or 20 or whatever, you know. But that, I would say that is, I think there's a very interesting challenge for dance artists as they get older to sort of, you know, where is our role? We want to pass on all the amazing things that we've learned, but sometimes there doesn't seem to be the space for it somehow. I can't quite explain that, but
yeah.
So I would say, yeah, now is a challenge.
Now is a challenge.
And balancing life and the love of dance.
Always.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Can you speak to what people, resources, and opportunities have helped you on your dance journey the most?
There are so many, but I decided that I would think particularly about where my life changed. I was working with the Sadler's Wells Opera Movement Group at the Coliseum in London. I was a member of that company, and I suddenly heard that Matt Mattox, fabulous, fabulous jazz dancer, teacher, choreographer, was moving to London, and we had known about him. I'd even done some of his classwork from someone else. I didn't actually like jazz dance at that time. And we heard that he was moving to London from the United States. And we knew all about him and his link with the great Jack Cole, Jack Cole is sometimes described as the father of theatrical jazz dance. So there he was at London's Dance Centre. So I was able with my schedule, I could start doing classes with him. And it was a sort of light bulb smitten moment that I realised that what he was doing and the dance that he did was perfect for me. So I kind of found my other niche. And so we did lots and lots of classes with him. I started attending workshops on Sundays with him and danced with his company, which was called Jazz Art. And we went up to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, danced there, and then we were at the Roundhouse in London. And everything he gave, he was the most beautiful dancer. Just his, there was a sort of sensuality and extraordinary musicality in his jazz dance. And I actually, my jazz classes are still, I base them on his exercises. So I'm still teaching those exercises that I learned from him, trying to keep this extraordinary fluidity and I think sensuality is the only word. I don't know if that's the right word, but anyway.
Yeah.
Just beauty. Watching Matt, he was like a beautiful big panther or something.
Ooh,
he just
I love
moved
that.
So beautifully. And we learned so much from him. And it was after I had worked with Matt for a while that I started to get into I successfully auditioned for Broadway shows when they came to London, to the West End of London.
Mm.
So having worked with him, I was able to then, I was in Applause with Lauren Bacall, and then I was in Pippin, which was for Bob Fosse. I auditioned for Bob Fosse and got into Pippin. And then I was in A Chorus Line and for Michael Bennett. And so it opened up a whole other part of my life. So I've had sort of many...
Absolutely, yeah, from bunhead to Broadway star.
So those were... And then other sort of opportunities, actually, when I was saying I was in Portland first. But when I moved back, so I was in Portland teaching, having a lovely family, really enjoying, everything that came with that was so gorgeous. Moved back to the UK and I actually moved back to Scotland, and then I was offered a job in London at London Studio Centre, where I taught Matt Mattox's isolation work.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of commuting from London to Edinburgh to London. And I also was head of jazz at the Dance School of Scotland in Glasgow. And then lastly, I was the head of jazz at Elmhurst Ballet School, which is associated with Birmingham Royal Ballet. During that time, as well as teaching, I was offered the chance to do degrees, because of course, when I was studying,
mm-hmm.
there were no dance degrees in England, mm-hmm. as far as I know. I mean, anyway.
Yeah.
So I did, I did a BA through London Studio Centre. They offered me the chance of doing that. And then I did an MPhil through Birmingham University with the company. And so then I developed this whole passion for teaching dance history and everything. And when I came back here in 2014 or just after that, I had the, you know, I'd met Jen Camp at Pacific University and was given the chance to teach that some academic classes there, which I find fascinating.
Yeah, so it sounds like teaching is kind of where you're at in your career right now.
Oh yes, it's been teaching for a long time. I forgot to say I did obviously. I stopped performing really when when we moved here the first time, and I had small children.
Yeah.
It was easy. I taught and I would run out and choreograph, but it didn't work for me to try and keep performing with small children, which was fine. I mean, it was a good time.
Yeah.
To change.
Beautiful. So teaching now currently, how do you feel that you want to move forward in your career? What goals do you have?
I would like to be able to pass on what I've learned to young students and older students. Mm-hmm. I teach adults as well, but I really enjoy working for the JAG company, teaching and choreographing for them. It's important for me to be able to pass on everything.
That's got to be so fulfilling when you see younger dancers really experiencing what you experience.
Yes, it is. And sometimes you don't have the amount of time. You know, I would love time to really work and you know, really help these students, but I don't always have that. I like doing my adult. I love teaching adults because it's such fun, and I've made good friends doing all this. And I also want to be able to keep moving, not performing or anything like that, but moving. I want to be able to keep moving and being able to move well physically and feeding my soul through dance.
Yeah.
Still.
That's an incredible goal. I love that. How would you describe the current dance scene in Portland?
I think there are so many good studios, good opportunities for people to dance. I think obviously things have been difficult with the pandemic, and I'm sure that's hit studios really hard. Although I think it's amazing what people have done teaching Zoom. I don't think that's an easy thing to do, and extraordinary that people have been able to do that. I think there are very good programs too for in schools, etc. Not probably enough. I think there needs to be now, but I do come across some really talented and engaging students. And so I think that's fun. I think when I lived here before, White Bird was not in existence. Actually, neither was the Body Box Company. I think that White Bird is amazing. I'm so excited that they're going to be bringing... we're having in-person performances again. Because I think, again, for young people from all over who are interested in dance or might become interested in dance, although we can see all this wonderful stuff on YouTube, and which is exciting, to actually go to performances in person is so very different. And I'm so glad that they're going to be doing that again. And it's, I love it when I took one group, or we all, they had the opportunity of going to see performance, and it's so exciting to get feedback from them and to see things through their eyes, you know, that when they see them of company for the first time, and you think, oh yeah, that's so fun. I think that DanceWire is doing a lot for Portland, because I think the networking is absolutely essential, because I think otherwise you just have all these little groups all over the place. And I think what DanceWire is doing is really trying to bring that, make a cohesive group And I think that can only grow and develop and really help sort of maybe anchor the whole scene here.
Yeah.
And I think that there are so many opportunities for people to do different kinds of dance, which I think is because it isn't, of course, all about ballet or modern or or jazz. It is about all the different dances from different cultures that people just love doing. I mean, I loved watching the performance in the summer and people just really enjoying all these different forms of dance. And I think that is so important.
Yeah,
reaching out into the community and
You started with tap and then moved to ballet and then to jazz, and so that really changed your life. So absolutely, yeah.
And just I would say I just love dance, yeah. And I did actually teach a world dance and culture class at Pacific, and again I learned so much about that. Was such an exciting journey to learn about different cultures, dance in different cultures that I didn't really know about.
Yeah.
So I think that's I think that's really good.
So any thoughts on an idealistic picture of the dance scene in Portland?
I think more of the same. I mean, I don't really, it's very hard to sort of have an idealistic picture, but I think just reaching out, making sure that students who want to go on to become professional dancers have really solid training.
Mm-hmm.
And very often, I know I've been in situations, not just here, not in Portland, I mean abroad, where people come to audition for vocational schools and they put on their you have notes, say, oh, I've been dancing since I was two. And you look at the technique and you just think, oh my gosh, you know. So that really, and there, you know, that people train, that's for you know, thinking of professional ballet, modern, what, jazz, whatever shows. But also just to keep this thing of making dance accessible to everybody. And I think that is improving a lot, that in the schools, in different programs, that everybody can dance, you know, wherever you're from, whatever your background, economic, etc., that we can really, it brings such joy to people. And it really, I think even from, I know there's dance for people with Parkinson's, there's dance for us oldies, you know, this is great, because I think for us all, it's not just to do with physical, it's to do with keeping sharp. And taps great for memory,
right? Yeah, absolutely. Thori, it's been a privilege getting to learn more about you and spend some time together, and I really appreciate you taking the time to be interviewed for our artist stories.
Well, thank you. I've enjoyed it, and I hope I didn't just ramble on too much.
Oh my goodness, it was perfect. Everything.
Lovely.
And thank more
you. Thank you.